This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
DR Power Equipment. This episode is brought to you by DR Power Equipment. All DR Power Equipment is on sale right now. So get over to godrpower.com and stock up for the outdoor season. DR, professional power done right. Stromer, what are we talking about?
This show is so big that it's huge, gargantuan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got floor talk. Do you replace? Do you keep? New counters? What do you do? How do you match? What do you do? Can you paint a roof?
All questions. Painting the floor, painting the roof. Should we go new construction with modular?
Do you stay or do you go? There's a throwback to some 70s television.
Oh, yeah. Charlie's Angels the hizzy. First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
Hey guys, Jay Cutler. Started a new podcast called Uncut with Jay Cutler. Most of you know me from the NFL, some of you have seen me on Instagram, and some of you know me from the reality TV world. Each week I'm taking you along with me as we discuss football, trending topics, and whatever's going on in my life each week. I'm bringing along people that are special in my life, former teammates, friends, and some new people that I like and respect. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Podcasting? I think I'm doing this right. Can't wait to get started with you. Go subscribe now. Uncut with Jay Cutler, Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let Ace show you how. Ace on the house. Ace on the house. Ace on the house.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. The choice we're going to make to get it on. And welcome to Ace on the House, Matt Corolla.
Mr. Stromer here again. He's like a virus. He never goes away, does he?
Before the mics heated up,
Ooh.
Stromer was talking about his shirt.
Yeah.
And he mentioned a name that is a blast from my past.
Did you go to Flipper? So let me put it in context. So my son's girlfriend's mom, her parents back in the 70s, came from Great Britain, London, if you will, and opened up a roller skating rink in what is now a CVS pharmacy on La Cienega and Doheny, I guess it is, somewhere around there.
Big property right in the heart, pardon the pun, the kind of the tail end of
West
Boys,
Hollywood.
Boys Town. Right. Yeah, and if you're going the other direction, the mouth.
That's right.
Yeah, hips or right. lips.
That's the one. So that used to be, and I didn't know any of this because you grew up here, I didn't, but apparently you take it from here. This roller skating rink existed called
Flippers. Yeah. And it was sort of half for roller skating and half for hanging out on a Friday night.
Right.
The kids would end up there. They'd probably drink their Mickey's Big Mouth in the parking lot, yeah. and they'd head in because it was kind of underage or, you know, no, it wasn't 21 and over.
Sure.
And I don't even remember if they had cocktails or beer or whatever, but that's where the hipsters would go on a Friday or Saturday
night. And you'd see the likes of like a young Jamie Lee Curtis or Rod Stewart skating around occasionally, right?
Cruise. It was a cool hangout. I don't know. Probably mid-70s, yeah. later 70s into the mid-80s right. or something like
and
that.
And did you go and drink the Mickey's Big Mouth
yeah,
and get
probably,
on the skates?
Probably went there a couple of times with Jeez. My friends. I didn't even know if we rented skates. The idea was to try to cruise chicks or
Did you
something.
Ever have a makeout sesh in the parking lot?
Yeah, with my buddy Ray.
Attaboy. Little tongue in Ray's mouth.
I remember.
Listen, you and the rest of the world, me is included, I spent some time in Ray's mouth.
It never worked out, but none of the plans to go out and cruise chicks ever worked out.
No.
But it was chronicled
yes.
in more than one TV show.
Yeah.
I've got it here. I've got a list.
There was an episode of Charlie's Angels.
Oh, sure.
Where they had to like go undercover as here. Do you remember this trope
yeah.
from 70s shows?
Yeah.
There'd be some sort of competition.
Yeah.
And it could have been some low level. You know, it wasn't the Olympics. It was like ultimate frisbee competition
right.
or roller boogie queen couples
anything
skate competition.
Anything to get the starlet in small pants.
Yes. And at some point,
yeah.
in spandex to be specific.
There, thank you. Yeah.
At some point, they would abduct one of the partners, like they would abduct the girl from the leading team because
yeah.
they wanted their team to win.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they would literally
competitive out
kidnap
there. Yeah.
somebody, and they kidnapped somebody, and Charlie's Angels had to go undercover as a, you know, roller boogie disco queen.
Wow!
And the whole thing was filmed at Flippers, and this was with a young Ed Begley Jr.
You're kidding me.
Absolutely not. And of course, it started off in Venice, California,
well,
when
to.
All the freestyle
sure.
was. And then the big competition was coming up. But they would pulled up in a van and snatched a chick. And
no.
As I recall, the whole thing basically took place at Flippers.
Yeah.
And then it was also funny because Ed Begley Jr., you know, clearly wasn't a roller boogie champion.
No.
He's an actor.
Uh-huh.
But he had this big mop
Look
of blonde hair
yes.
back in the day. And so whenever they got to the boogie skating scenes, it was clearly just a professional skater with just a bad blonde mop that was on. Yeah. And by the way, when I was, you know, watching it on a 19-inch Sony TV,
yeah.
it passed.
It seemed fun.
When they rerun it now, and it's on your 70-inch
yeah.
with the high def.
You see it.
You see that wig.
Yeah, no. It's not mm-hmm. So now, anyway, there's a resurgence in the roller skating. So my son's girlfriend's mom decided to open one where the Rockefeller Center is, where they do the ice skating during mm-hmm. the Christmas season. Now they have the roller skating in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's going to be one that opens in London and then here ultimately in L.A. again, bringing back the roller boogie. You and I, pairs,
yeah.
competition,
yeah. Mm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
God, is it going to be glorious. Those high, you know, the high-waisted pants that come mm-hmm. up super high that are stretchy, but they show no crease because they're taut.
Yeah, huh? I was watching TMZ a few weeks ago, and they were showing some celebrities going around in New
were
York.
Were they? Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
So
that it's back, baby.
Good for us and good for them.
Yeah.
that episode, you can probably find a clip or something from that.
Yeah,
Charlie's
the roller.
Angels.
Did you have the street skates with the four wheels as a kid? Did you or no?
Because
I had them, and I will produce a photo of myself with the skates on, with dolphin shorts, And I will gladly put it up on the site because people need to see this.
Are you wearing the cutoff T-shirt like
not quite,
Bruce
but
Jenner
it's
and
small
can't
enough
stop the music.
Where if I raise my arms, uh-huh. it would come up high uh-huh. enough and become right. a waist. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So we as the Corollas,
yeah,
we didn't do.
You didn't do anything fun.
No, not as the Corollas. But what I'm saying is. We did not purchase ice skates or roller skates or skis or toboggans or bowling balls or any purchase of an item. No. I had a baseball mitt that lasted me 6 years, and the balls I used to use when we played baseball were any of the home run balls I got from Little League.
Gotcha.
So those were all burnt up playing on asphalt. Like baseball on asphalt. We didn't it was a unique arrangement I had with my parents, which is all I did was play sports.
Yeah.
So for the price of a basketball hoop or a football or just a little bit of equipment, I would have been out of the house the entire day.
Yeah.
They never sprung for any of that stuff. So I was just sort of running around borrowing people's stuff or renting skates or whatever it was. I didn't have money to rent. I didn't have any money whatsoever. Zero.
I don't know what to say about it or do. What do I do? Do I talk to Pops Corolla and strangle him or hold? What do I do? Do I work him over?
Much. Yeah.
How about I do the old Nancy Kerrigan roller skate to the shin as he comes out of his office?
Yeah, you
hit him low.
Hobble him.
Fuck that guy.
So, you go full misery on him. All right.
Hey, guys, spending more time at home, Aria, will set up your property care. Tackle all your landscaping projects with DR Power equipment. That's right. Go drpower.com, your one-stop shop for brush mowers, chipper shredders, leaf and lawn vacs, wood splitters, rototillers, and much more. Check out DR Power's full line of professional-grade gas-powered equipment, plus the latest in lithium-ion battery-powered tools. Man, the battery stuff is great lately. Clear a field of overgrown brush, including a four-foot-high field of grass and saplings up to 3 inches thick, or trim, mow, and edge your suburban lot like a pro. All DR equipment is on sale right now. So go over to godrpower.com and stock up for the outdoor season. DR Professional Power, done right.
All right. We got that Charlie's Angels.
All right.
Got the Flippers.
I was just scrubbing through and I saw this sign. I figured we'd just start here and see how it goes.
Yeah, this is good stuff, man.
Exterior Flippers. Oh, Cheryl Ladd. Oh, she was the hottest.
She's got the pink suit on Monos.
With cowboy boots.
Yeah, man. Yep.
It's a simpler time.
Wow. Fumbling fat guy on the skate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. People were just,
they just had
showing
a
off
time.
Their wares, yeah, you know? Were.
Set up with something just a little bit slower for Mom and Pop.
So kids, relax, get a snack, get a drink, or get in there with the old folks.
Wow.
Yeah, now, the dicey DJ, that's the guy you always have to look out for.
Oh, yeah.
So, Charlie's Angels, Cheryl Ladd, who was always my favorite. She's getting ready to get out there and get her boogie on. And
there he is.
Ed Begley's looking for a new partner. So Cheryl skates up to him. The thing I liked about Charlie's Angels is they never sauntered up to a gay guy. Every guy they walked up to was like, well, hello. I didn't care who he was.
Yeah.
When one of the angels walked up to him, they're like,
Kenny, we have to talk.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
We found out who Rita really is. She's the daughter of a millionaire. Her name's Rita Lathrop.
I can't believe it. She borrowed $20 off me last week. No, you're wrong. You must be.
We're not wrong.
It's good writing.
Yeah, it is.
You're wrong. We're not wrong.
I didn't know. I really didn't.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You may be wrong here than you know.
Looking more all the time like there has been. Then you're going to be a prime suspect. So if you know
for
anything,
the kidnapping,
or you're holding anything back, you
I like Ed's hair, though.
It's fancy.
I could depend on it.
This passed for all the... It's all the entertainment I needed when I was 13. All right.
Jeez.
It's a whole episode. You need
to watch
it. A
lot of reel-to-reel tape recorders in this episode, right? You notice that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, that's amazing. Ed looks good, doesn't he? Still looks the same. Got the locks. Same. Still got them.
Great dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I've interviewed that guy a few times. Him. Walked through his house a few times.
Yeah.
Very funny
guy. Super green energy guy, right? He does a lot of stuff off the grid, correct?
Has a cistern, I guess it would be called,
yeah.
A collection tank in his backyard that looks like, I saw pictures of, it's like you buried a big rig fuel tanker size
just
in his backyard to collect all the runoff and... There's no rain.
No, so, I mean, they'll
but be. But he has the diverter in his washer dryer that'll run the water into the gray water thing.
Yeah,
but the gray water can't be used to irrigate. I mean,
because gray water is like dirty bath water, basically, right?
Yeah. Or what we do in California is we go, here's what we want you to do. We want you to collect the rainwater. We want you to collect the gray water. We want you to conserve this. And then we go, fine. And then we're going to do that. And they go, not so fast.
Yeah.
Now we got a bunch of rules as to
about
what
how
you
to
can
do
with
that.
It.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes diminishing
and
returns.
Then it doesn't rain. And then it all doesn't matter anyway.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Tony is 44 from Yorba Linda, California. Tony?
Hey, Ace Man, Mr. Stromer.
Hey. How we doing?
Hi, guy.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where that's from, but I love when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I'm going to game myself right now. I miss you guys. I haven't listened in a while, and I'm glad to hear your voices.
All right.
Good to hear you. What's your question?
I don't know if you remember me, man. You guys helped me hang a porch swing. When I was living in Placentia.
Yeah.
And greatest day of my life, he actually came by my house and walked through, and we had barbecue with Mike August. It was fun. It was the best day of my life, man.
Yeah,
so,
I do. I did.
I moved out to Palm Springs. I remodeled my vacation home out there in the last 18 months, and now I'm back in Yorba Linda, and I've got a couple of big trees in the backyard that... And a couple of young kids, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And I'd like to hang some swings, and I don't know. I was, you know, the two options, obviously, big branches kind of coming lateral off the main trunk there, and I was thinking either you wrap it, like wrap the rope or the chain around the branch, right? But then when you're swinging, it's got to kind of like rubbing, or you lag through it. Right. And but I don't want to like kind of hurt the tree or, you know, diminish the structure of it or whatever. So I don't know if you've ever done it before. Or I'm sure you've got wise thoughts and input. So I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I do. I've done it a few times.
I have one in my house still that I did about 10 years ago. And the branch now has grown around the rope.
Oh, really?
That I put around it and kind of kept it stuck inside the area. Yeah.
We like the DIY stuff, and I've made my own swings for my daughter a time or two, but you also can just buy the prefab variety.
Yeah.
Which in this day and age might just be a little lighter lifting for you.
Right.
I have used a kind of, in the past, kind of a light chain. Chain obviously doesn't fray like the rope, but also more importantly, it's more modular. You can thread it through something, bring it back, put a nut and a bolt on it with a nylon nut on there, you know, kind of lock washer, and you can raise it a link or lower it a link. You know, it's much more adjustable.
Yeah.
Than tying the rope off and trying to hope you got the knot right and it's a little lower on one side.
So when you do it with rope, you know, like I did two 2x6s and then a 2x4 on the bottom, you know, cleating it together, drilled two holes through either side, ran the rope through and knotted it on the bottom, and then to your point had to balance and level the swing, which it never quite did that perfectly. So the kids always swung sort of lurching to one side.
The chain is much easier to navigate and level out.
Yeah,
you can raise one. You can lower just a link. You can put the bolt through it. You know, hand tighten it, hang on it, sit yeah. on it, see how it sits, and then pop it back off and
I would
redo
maybe,
it if you want.
Maybe go online and get galvanized chain that's like play. I'm sure they sell the playground smooth chain, you know, because the stuff that's hardware store grade usually is a little rougher with edges on it. So for kids, it might be better to get the traditional playground chain.
Yeah, I've also just bought the one that's the rope that has the disc. The single yeah, disc with yeah. the through the legs kind of.
Right, like the old, an old chairlift situation.
Right,
yeah,
and yeah. There's that. I would go online and see what the offerings were.
Right.
By the time you go to the hardware store, buy the rope, buy the chain, make the seat, the yeah. disc, you know, drill it, whatever. It's
probably not worth the time.
Right,
you know,
right.
Cheaper yeah. to just buy it.
As far as the branch goes, obviously, the rope's going to be easier on the brands than the chain.
Yeah.
The chain, a lot of this is based on, do you have access to the limb?
Correct.
Like, I did one at a house where the limb was like 16 feet in the air, and all yeah. I could do was throw the rope over it and then put it through the loop and pull right. it up and cinch it up. So, you know, taking a piece of garden hose and putting it on the top as a protector to not drag on the tree.
Yeah.
That was difficult because I couldn't get up there. I didn't yeah. have, you know, 18-foot A-frame ladder.
Right.
But if you have access to the branch, then you can do the garden hose sleeve trick,
yep.
you know. But I think I would just buy something online and do it that way.
And then many people, if you have a pickup truck, you can always put the 6-foot ladder in the back of the pickup truck bed, and now you're up to 10, 12, 14 feet. It works a lot better. But if you don't, then get a long ladder or rent one or just put it on or just go to the park.
Yeah, just go to the park. All right, let me tell you about Indeed. The game where no one wins. The waiting game. When it comes to hiring, don't wait for talent to find you. You find them first. You need Indeed, the hiring platform, to attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites. Indeed has time-saving tools like Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match candidates you invite to apply, and they are 3 times more likely to apply than candidates who only see it. So you invite them to apply, and you have a much higher batting average. Indeed, it's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. It is Indeed, right, Gary?
That's right. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/ACE. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/ACE. Indeed.com/ACE. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. We got a vid question, Gary.
Yes, we do. Let me start by reminding everyone to send your video questions in to aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. You can view them at aceontheroof.com. And if you're going to send one in, try to keep it to 90 seconds or less, as this gentleman did. This is from Martin. He says, "Hi, guys. My mom's house has a big foundation problem. It's a 1,100 square foot, 3-bedroom, 1-bath home my folks built in 1955 and raised 5 kids in. The video tells the story. Hope you can help. Thanks, Martin."
Hey guys, I'm talking to you from northern Kansas. It was built in 1955. I know that because I was 2 months old when they moved here. I'm going to turn the camera around here to show you. I'm in the basement. First of all, we're about 4 feet below grade here. You can see out the window here. But when my dad had the house built, he actually used concrete block instead of poured concrete for the walls. And there's been settling that's taking place over the years, and it's become pretty serious. You can see Dad had some patchwork done on the concrete block. And he also had some significant steel structures built into the basement here to help slow down the concrete block settling. You can see over here some more patchwork that was done and some more steel work that was done. But the issue that I have is we'd like to get the house in pretty pristine condition. So would it behoove us to have somebody come in and give us an estimate on raising the house, pouring a concrete basement wall, and then lowering the house back down on it? And if so, do you know, have any idea what the costs and the time involved for something like that would be? I appreciate your help. I listen to you all the time. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, he's got a lot of ice skates.
I saw that. Isn't that amazing? I bet he makes a pond, ice skating pond out in front of the house, right? Those are the days. This is sort of a show taking us back to a better time, maybe.
Flippers East.
That's right.
Yeah, raising the house, that sounds tough.
It sure does. It's a lot.
It looks like there was a bond beam, as I would call it.
Yeah.
It looked like he had 4 or 5 courses of block at the bottom and then a solid bond beam poured and then more block put on top of it. Is that what that looks like to you guys?
Called it patchwork.
Well, he said there was a lot of patchwork done, but
he specifically, when he got to this part,
but that's a solid pour, isn't it? Or is that just, you think it's just troweled
over? It looked like part. Oh, who the hell knows? It looks bond beamy to me, but who cares? Yeah. All right. No, I don't think raising the house and pouring a separate wall would be a good idea.
And why though? Like just to make the basement higher or?
No, he said he just wanted to fix it up. I
don't think so.
I might repoint where it needs to be repointed and then paint it with like a dry lock cement paint and see if that didn't aesthetically take care of it. I don't know that there's a lot of structural damage going on. I just think it's an old house.
Yeah.
And from time to time, you got to maintain it.
And if he's trying to get space or something, additional space, it'd be way less money to just go up.
I think they're trying to sell it. He sent in a much longer video that I had to edit down. So I happen to know that he and his siblings are trying to sell their now deceased parents' home. So he's trying to get it into a condition where the guy's not going to try to get him to knock $60,000 off because there's settling in the block. He just wants it to be.
I would just smooth trowel it and cover the block, paint it so you can't see any of it.
So there's two, in our estimation, there's two choices.
Yeah.
Raising the house and pouring a, foundation. No.
No way.
No way.
And that's probably $75,000 worth of concrete.
I wouldn't even begin to know.
Yeah.
What I would do is I would either repoint it, meaning chase out the cracks, put some Type S mortar in there, get a tuck trowel.
Yeah.
You'd use a carbide.
Grinding disc,
grinding bit.
Yeah,
you'd chase the cracks out. You'd blow the cracks out. You'd get the pastry bag.
Yeah,
fill it with Type S. Redo the cracks. Get the tuck trowel out.
Yeah,
and the die grinder is what I was trying to think of. And then do all that.
Yeah,
get it all kosher and dill, and then paint it with cement paint. Or to Stromer's idea, if you really want to make it look finished, skim the whole wall.
Paint it.
And then paint it. Or skim the whole wall with some color in the skim.
There you go.
And then you wouldn't have to paint it.
Or you could finish the base. I'd rather see him just finish the basement with, stand off some drywall on that block.
Mm-hmm.
Make it look like a finished basement. You're not deceiving anybody because there's nothing wrong with the foundation. It's been repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it look finished.
Yeah, it looked pretty good to me. And if you want that thing to sell, if you want a bidding war to break out, you got to leave the Hans Christian Andersen skates up there.
Put a Christmas wreath all year. Who gives a flute? That's the way to go.
Was Hans Christian Andersen the skater guy?
The skater guy. Heck yeah, he was.
What was that story?
That was, it was a better time in some Norwegian country. That's all I know.
Is that a real guy or just the name of a skater?
Author. That's the author
of the skater guy?
Kids books.
When I put in the name, the
like he wrote Christmas tales, I believe.
There's a lot of skating going on
all the
I
time,
recall.
Skating and bobbing for apples. It was a better time,
a simpler time. All right.
Hey, considering a backyard makeover, wish you had room for a pool. How about getting a Michael Phelps swim spa by Master Spas? Combines the benefits of a pool with the therapy of a hot tub. Has a water current so you can swim, do aquatic exercises, and have fun with the kids. Comes in a variety of sizes to complement almost any yard, even a small backyard. Since it's heated, You can use it year round. You could use it in summer, winter, spring, fall. Doesn't matter. There's a cover. Leaves won't blow in it. 100% made in the USA by Master Spas, the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. You'll love your Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Gary?
Go to masterspas.com, put in promo code ACE to save $1,000 on a Michael Phelps swim spa or $500 on a Master Spas hot tub. That's masterspas.com, promo code ACE, so you can get $1,000 off on a Michael Phelps swim spa or $500 off on a Master Spas hot tub.
All right, take a quick break. Back with more of your questions right after this. JB Weld, today's podcast brought to you by JB Weld, the world's strongest bond. The brand DIYers and pros have trusted for over 50 years. Keep it in your kitchen drawer, toolbox, garage. Keep it everywhere. It's available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. Proudly made in the USA. All right. We got questions, tweets, vid questions. Yeah, what do we got?
We're going to do another vid question here. This one comes from Matt in New Jersey. He's looking for help on his kitchen floor.
Ace Stromer, get it on.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
I have a 100-year-old house here in New Jersey. This is our kitchen, and it is about 100 square feet, give or take. It has this pretty nasty-looking linoleum or plastic tile floor. Not actual ceramic tile, but tiled. And it's coming apart and we need to fix it. In a perfect world, I would put something over it myself and we'd be done. I don't know if such a product exists or if I need to rip up the floor and then put something over whatever's under here, which is probably plywood or some sort of wood planks. So if you have any suggestions on what I could do, that would be great. Thank you.
This is a chance to show off your king of transitions knowledge base, because that you only have one here, which is a good thing.
Yeah, he's got a hardwood floor going into the kitchen. Yeah. There's a little transition there. It looks pretty even.
Yeah,
pretty flat.
I wonder if we could see the dishwasher, if there's room to go up under the counter. That's our only problem.
Here's what I would say. There's a decent chance this floor's got some asbestos in it.
Yeah.
So asbestos is sort of like, it's a hornet's nest. It's up on the tree. It's off to the right.
Yeah. You get in your car, you don't pay attention.
Don't throw a rock at it.
No.
And when you tear it up, then you kind of weaponize
it. That's right. That's
right. So it's kind of nice to entomb.
Sure.
And that's why my argument would be going over the top of it.
I agree.
Now, I'm not an expert in flooring, but they make a lot of nice stuff, kind of laminate stuff, you know, stuff, maybe peel and stick squares. I mean, look, this house ain't in Bel Air. It's not a custom home.
No.
You don't have a record producer moving in. It's a small house.
Correct.
It's modest. Whatever's there, shit. You want what you're putting on, you know, you don't need Carrara marble and you don't need a large format.
This isn't Rafi's house in Glendale.
That's right.
This is just a simple house in the Midwest.
Find a format that you like.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the format, you know, 1 foot by 2 foot, yeah. You know, find a pattern. It could be 1 foot by one.
Ideally,
foot.
Ideally, you're going to stagger it over your existing joints so that they don't come up. Like if that's stick on, you don't want to put your squares that are the same exact dimension right in the same position in the event that some of those old ones come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yes. I have done old school rolled linoleum.
Yeah, I have too. It looks fine.
They come in. They do it.
$800 for that job.
You could do a border.
That's it.
Pick a color for the field and pick like a border color. It would fit with the time of the house. It's a 100-year-old house.
Yeah.
It works nicely. It's indestructible. There's no seams.
You don't have to go up high. So if you have no distance between the dishwasher, pull the dishwasher out, put the flooring underneath it, and then put the dishwasher back in, which they'll do.
Yeah.
You might have to have a plumber hook it up, but it's worth it. It looks better.
I would look for an old school linoleum place that came in.
Yeah.
And there used to be a place, probably still here in on the west side called Linoleum City.
Sure.
And you go there and...
There's one of those, that's the one in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
I was just there three months ago. I was
really?
There. Yeah, it's still there. She's sailing it like she used to.
Yeah, it's old school stuff. Yeah. It works. It's indestructible. Yeah. It wasn't broken back then. It ain't broke now.
Nope.
And you get this big monolith of material. So it's like you spill a pot of spaghetti sauce and it, there's nowhere for it to go. There's no seam.
Yeah.
There's no grout joint.
I like it better.
There's nothing. It's right there.
And reasonably priced, worth the time for them to do it instead of you to learn. Not necessary. Just let someone do it. Like I said, I just did a kitchen about that size, all in with material and labor, probably $1,400 at the very most.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What else we got, Gary?
Well, let's go to an email question just to mix things up a bit here. Hey, Adam and Stromer, first off, my wife of 22 years and I married when we were 19 and 18. We bought this house when I was 20. I'm now 41 and in a major dilemma. Our house is the oldest house still standing in our county. It's 168 years old.
Wow.
The problem is that the bricks need tuck pointed. Some bricks are soft and in need of replacement. The walls on this house are 13-inch solid brick. We had a quote to have the house tuck pointed and the wraparound porch redone, and that will be $150,000 to have this done professionally. The question is, where do you draw the line on just tearing down the house and having a new, more efficient house erected versus putting all this money into this old house? We've looked into grants to help with the project because we love the old houses, but first it would have to qualify for the National Historical Registry, and it would be, and if it would, it would have to be displayed to the public for a minimum of 2 years, like a bed and breakfast or some sort of open house, which we have no interest in. Should we just rebuild or repair? The rest of the house still needs remodeling. Also, thanks, Ace Man. Get it on. Sincerely, Chad Pearson.
God, I would keep it and build another house.
Say, cut it or something. Yeah,
but keep it, man. It's beautiful.
I hate the idea of taking something down.
Me
that's
too.
160 years old.
They should build another dwelling for them and rent that do anything.
I hate, but I would hate to live in that house.
Yeah,
too.
I know. Be freezing.
Yeah, I get it. Repointing, retucking the thing. I mean, it's a lot of money. Yeah. What county's he in or where's he at? Or did he say? Looks like he's got some acreage. I would love the idea of living in a very modern home with all the conveniences. And I love the idea of a modular home. Now, I don't know that there are builders that are all over the place.
Right.
And the problem, as we've spoken of before, is... You know, you might find some killer modular home builder that's outside of Portland, and that's fine. You could buy that and design it and do everything, but you're in Missouri.
You got to truck it there.
You got to truck it there.
Yeah.
And last I checked, diesel fuel was $7 a gallon here, or the most more expensive than high octane.
That's right.
Once you find out that it's going to be $321,000 to truck your home to the location, then you start going, maybe I'll stick frame it like old school.
Right.
I would look into the modular home world. I get it. I'm with Stromer. I don't like tearing down the old stuff, but I wouldn't want to live in that either.
I would keep it, work on it becoming historical registry house, having it a potential bed and breakfast or rental. Live in a mod house that you build for you and your wife, like, you know, 4 acres away, right?
Well, I don't know how much property he
has. I think he's got like 15 acres, didn't he say? Like a lot. Like put it on, you know, away enough so and make it so mod that it doesn't conflict architecturally with that, right?
If he can live in the old house and build a new ground up.
That'd be badass. I'd do that.
That would be living the dream.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know. I mean, we're looking at pictures, and it looks like he's got some room.
He's got a lake, for crying out loud.
And so I would definitely do that.
That's
and again,
a place where you could build the Field of Dreams. Me and you could have a catch with the old man.
When it freezes during the winter, you go
Hans
full
Christian.
Hans Christian on everyone's ass. Was all his stories about ice skating, Gary, or is that just the one I saw?
Didn't he write the tales that are like all of our fairy tales and
correct.
Stuff?
Correct. His notable works are The Little Mermaid, The Ugly Ducklings, The Snow Queen, The Emperor's New Clothes,
all that
The
stuff.
Little Match Girl.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Something about ice skating in there?
Yeah, there's ice skating. Are you kidding
me? Okay. That's a vague memory.
With the curly blade on the front, you know, mm-hmm. the old style.
All right, let me tell you about Blinds Galore. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale.
Yeah.
Starts this week. Everything is up to 50% off. Get your free samples today. So if you're, you can be ready for the biggest sale of the year when it starts, well, now. Basically, it's on, people. High quality blinds, shades, and shutters, custom built to your exact measurements. Nothing is made until you order it. Just take the measurements and you can customize it online. Family owned and run for nearly 25 years. I knew we've been saying over 20 years for 4.5 years. They're experts. And if you have any questions, their expert customer care team will help you every step of the way. Either online or you can even do it over the phone. I have Blinds Galore in every dwelling I have, edit bays, master bedrooms. It's Blinds Galore, right, Gary?
That's right. Order your free samples today so you'll be ready when their Memorial Day sale starts this week and everything will be up to 50% off. Visit blindsgalore.com and let them know we sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right. What else you got, Gary?
Well, let's see here. We have a phone call coming in, but
yeah, we,
do not have that info yet. So let me go to one more video question here. And this one is from Blair, and it just says, Attic fan question.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Adam Carolla and company, get it on.
Get it on.
I've got a attic fan here that is taking a poop, and I got a new one that's similar. And I want to get that 2x4 out of the way, if possible, before I put in the new one.
It's blocking.
Any suggestions? It looks like it's, you know, maybe important.
Got a dormer vent there.
So, any suggestions would be great. Or I can just put a new one right back over it. Either way.
All right.
Later, guys.
Yeah, he's up in the attic. It's a new house. Because he's got blown inso and he's got OSB sheathing on the roof and steel hardware. And
I wouldn't mess with it.
Blah, blah, blah. Let me see that thing one more time, Gary. Well,
because if he has to pull it out, he's going to screw up the siding, right?
I don't know that the siding's attached to it, but I guess. It's kind of hard to
tell. It looks like stucco because there's tar paper there maybe.
Yeah. And it goes up into a saddle. And
I mean, you could treat it like a, you know, a window framing opening, but why? When you can just, why even take it out? Just put the new fan over it. Same exact installation.
Yeah, I guess. Look, he's got a 2x4. He's got a fan, and it's blocking a certain amount of CFM.
Three and a half inches. Not doing much.
Yeah, I kind of agree. But on the other hand, he didn't ask for our opinion.
No, he didn't.
He asked how to do
it. You're right. You're right. Semantics. True.
What I would say is I'm with Stromer. Don't get rid of this thing. It looks like it's kind of load-bearing.
Yeah.
Really, the way you could do it is you could cut it and head it off.
Yeah.
You'd have to pick up the load. I mean, you'd have to basically take a 4x4 and cut it and put it across and, you know, put some hardware or something on it
and come down to the
4x4 header. You can put a 4x4 header right above the fan.
Right.
And just pick that load
correct.
Up.
And then
seems
and then,
a little wanky that they have a 2x4 picking up a load that way, but anyway.
And also it's coming in on the, you know, there's angle framing. See what
right.
I mean? So now you're going to have to either decide, am I going onto that or am I cutting that out and putting it on the plate? Forget it.
Yeah, I'm with Stromer. Drill, you know what?
Drill a couple of holes?
Get a inch and an eighth paddle bit and put some lightning holes in it like it's a race car.
And then maybe put some steel on either side of the 2x4.
You
know what I mean? And then you could futz with it.
You could take some stupid.
Like Simpson stuff and just go.
You could take a flat strap and go all the way down. Something thicker than Simpson. Yeah. Though. Some steel, like some eighth inch steel. Yeah. Lag it in and drill a few holes in it. Or
so
something.
Much work it's, for no
it's
reason.
It's dumb. Get the new fan.
Yeah. J.B. Weld.
Yeah.
The world's strongest bond. That's right. The brand DIYers and pros have trusted for over 50 years. Use their epoxies, super glues, putty sticks, and wraps for projects big and small and on practically any surface. Metal, wood, plastics, glass, ceramics. Keep it in your kitchen drawer, toolbox with your craft supplies, and of course, the garage. Also, the proud owner of Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. If you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered. Available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And proudly made in the USA, and Adam knows these guys, and formulated a relationship in Vegas years ago, and we're still there
That's
together.
Right.
J.B. Weld.
All right. Let's see. We got one more email.
Yes, we do. It says, get it on, Aceman and Stromer. We are redoing our kitchen, and I want to get your opinion on kitchens that have two different color countertops. The first pick is a built-in area. If you are touching the fridge, the built-in area is to the right of the fridge. It is separated by the door to the garage. We plan to keep the cabinets white and use metal handles or knobs, probably something like brushed nickel. We plan to replace the range, microwave, and fridge with stainless steel. We found and like Carrera white marble countertops, but we're afraid that the kitchen might be too white. What are your thoughts on two-color countertops? I was thinking Carrera white marble for the island, and then maybe a solid gray color everywhere else, including the built-in. Do you think the two-color countertops can stand the test of time, or is it too trendy? If we stuck with the Carrera white throughout the kitchen, do you think a dark backsplash would be enough to give the whole kitchen some contrast? I know the floors don't really match the color scheme, but I think we can tackle that later. Thanks for your thoughts, Henry.
Yeah, Henry, I was going to say, man, you can't ignore the floor. I mean, you can't. It's like when people ignore the roof of the home and paint it in colors that clash with the roof color.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
I've painted a roof.
I remember you told us. Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
It
makes
worked.
A huge difference.
It worked
and
completely.
To your point, right, it's a design flaw that people always overlook if they don't consider the roof.
Yeah, it was a tin roof with like a weird 60s tin shingle with like a rubberized coating on it. I painted it with The Last American.
Worked great, huh?
Worked fine.
Could still be there.
It is. Now, I live in a house with a different color island and a different color counter. I built a house or I refurbished a house that had a Carrera marble island and a different color countertop. It's fine.
No, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I'm
talking about the floor.
No, I know what you're talking about, Stromer.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But I don't like it either. But
can they promise us that they'll...
But Stromer, the man asked a question.
I know, but I
keep having... And he told you...
Don't they want opinions ever?
Not yours, no. Nobody... I mean,
you mean a guy that designs kitchens and baths for a living? Forget me. All right, anyway, go ahead.
No, we have to address the question first.
All right,
and then we can start speculating.
Enjoy your horrible colored floor kitchen.
He told us, he fully admits the floor does not match the kitchen.
All right.
But his question, nonetheless, was the different two-tone island versus counter.
I love that.
I love it too.
I think it's beautiful.
It's fine. I did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
It still looks good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a trend like shabby chic or something that's going to go out. Now, now we go to Stromer's obsession.
Thank God.
His Moby Dick.
It's my Leviathan, for Christ's sake.
Leviathan. I don't even know what that means. It's a movie from the 90s. What was that movie? Remember?
It was a great, it's the great underworld thing you can't see. That's the thing that we have to fight always.
I get he doesn't want to jack this floor out.
Okay.
And maybe it's a ceramic tile. Yeah. I don't know. But I get it. It's a mess. It's also weird burnt orangey brown. Blah. Here's what I would say. And look, a lot of people get into this and they go, well, how's that or whatever. Look, you're going to replace the floor at some point.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to buy yourself about 3 or 4 years before you have to replace the floor.
Right.
You do the counters now, you paint the floor.
Okay. What are you going to paint it with?
Two-part would be nice.
Got to stick. It is ceramic.
Stick. You got to scuff it. You got to TSP it. You got to really clean it. You got to really prep it. And then you could paint it. You pick a kind of a neutral tone, you know, light, you know, that Swiss coffee kind of white, or you just paint it.
Yeah.
And then people will go like, how durable is it? And the answer is not that durable.
Three-year durable.
Yeah, it's not as durable as you putting new tile down.
True.
And like, well, what about the grout joints and stuff? All you want at this point is for the floor to go away.
Right.
It's not going to, no one's going to walk in and look down and go, oh my God, your painted floor is magnificent.
Yes.
What they're not going to do is walk in and go, what the fuck happened to the floor?
Okay.
You just want it to go away.
I hear you. Can I make one more suggestion based on a call we already had? Mm-hmm. Why not then just put a sheet good over the floor?
I thought about it.
Get it out of there.
I thought about it. Two reasons. One is
you'll see the grout joints would wear.
If he's got those grout joints, that's going to be a bitch, and then he's going to
have to. Unless you feather float and maybe get it smooth enough.
Right. All things that were calculated by the Ace Man in a millisecond, Stromer.
That's because you have a unique mind.
I'm like that computer.
You have a unique set of skills.
That's right. Like Liam Neeson.
You're the Liam Neeson. Hey.
No, but let me say this.
Yeah.
At some point, you're starting to throw good money after bad.
True.
Like at some point you're going, well, why don't we just skim it with some Luan,
right,
and then we'll put a peel and stick. Well, now we're getting into new floor territory.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying a gallon of floor paint.
I agree.
With some prep and
I'm
a weekend, and you'll at least it'll just go away.
It'll buy
don't
you
worry
years.
About, the grout lines, painting the grout lines. It's just fucking paint.
But he
the whole
has
floor.
To write us a letter dated saying, I state your name, solemnly swear to replace the floor in 3 years, or this plan's dead to me.
Right. And when it comes time to jack out the floor to trade it out, you're not pulling off the second floor that you just sort of haphazardly slapped over this floor like a Band-Aid. All right. Let me tell you about Geico. Like to save a little money on your insurance? Well, of course you would. Who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners and condos and renters coverage as well. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle your coverages. Plus, you can add an easy-to-use Geico mobile app for 24/7 roadside assistance. And the switch to Geico, well, that makes it a no-brainer. So switch today at geico.com. I'm going to be in Denver doing some comedy at the Comedy Works South. That'll be June 24th and 25th. Sonny's going to be with me.
Yeah.
Working that merch table.
Damn right.
Possibly the ladies, so enjoy that. And I'm going all over the place. Just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. And my new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, is coming out July 19th. So you can pre-order it now. Click through our banner at adamcarolla.com. I guarantee it's a funny one. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Carolla Digital.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.